Today's passage is from the Christmas story, and it's the Magi's worship. And we're going to talk about how we can worship and give our best to the King. Jean's going to read for us.
This is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. After listening to King Herod, the Magi went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The gifts the Magi bring are very precious, and are gifts that would be given to honour a king. And they were expecting a royal baby in a palace, and instead found him in a lowly place, surrounded by animals and ordinary people, parents. But these wise men knew Jesus was special and deserved their best gifts. I don't know if they realised exactly what God's gift of Jesus meant to this world, but we do. The sacrifice of his life paid the debt for our sins. He gave us the gift of forgiveness so we can be free of punishment and condemnation. He gave his life even though we did not deserve it, and he continues to forgive us each time we let him down. His love and grace is immense, and we have the gift of the Holy Spirit to live lives that are being transformed from one degree of glory to another. We can never repay him, but we can strive to give best gifts to him. And this best gift is our life. Romans 12 sums up giving our best gift. Over to you, Jean.
Romans 12, it reads like this. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, that is good, acceptable, and perfect. Use the gifts God has given us by his grace to serve the body of Christ. Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Be fervent in faith. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in trials. Be constant in prayer. Give to those in need and show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony. Don't be haughty or wise in your own sight. Don't repay evil with good. If possible, live peacefully with all. Leave God to deal out revenge. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. Overcome evil with good.
If we could only live lives like this and give our life to King Jesus, what a difference we would make to this world. Giving our best will cost our time, resources, heart, commitment, and service. But God promises to bless those who bless others. Nothing we can ever give to God can repay his love for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us the most precious gift of all, your Son Jesus. Help us to worship you by giving our life to serve you and to serve others, and to demonstrate your love to the world. Yes. Help us to give our life to you so you can transform us from one degree of glory to another. Amen.
Amen.